The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Once upon a time, there were three bears, and once upon a time, there were four Nelsons. There still are, in fact. They live at 1847 Rogers Road. The Nelsons, that is. Their names are Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. At this very moment, Ozzie, the papa bear, Nelson, is rummaging through the big bookcase in the living room.
Yes, sir, man is a confused animal.
What did you say?
Harriet. I didn't hear you come into the room.
Did the book salesman finally go?
Yeah, he left a few pamphlets with me. He's a very interesting fellow, you know, alert.
Alert to what?
Oh, to the dangers of modern living and that kind of thing. We're moving awful fast, you know. Man is a confused animal. Doesn't know how to think anymore.
How about women?
Same thing. We rush through life missing half the best things. For instance, look at all the good books we have here, and I'm not even familiar with the titles of half of them. Here's one I haven't even seen before.
What's that?
This book. The Romance of Dirt. Where did we get this?
Came with a vacuum cleaner.
See, in the old days, people took time to reflect. They'd go out under a tree and think things over. They had more intellectual curiosity. Nowadays, as I said before, man is a confused animal.
I thought the salesman said that.
Well, he did, but it's very expressive. What kind of reading do we get these days? Look at the kids. Movies, comic books, radio, and now television. No wonder they're confused.
Hi, Mom, Pop.
Oh, hello, fellas. Boys.
How was the picture?
Gee, it was swell.
Especially when the old man got stabbed.
Ricky, get up off the floor.
How about when the mother drinks the poison?
Well, now, what kind of a picture was that?
It was really swell. A lot of murders.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Look, I have no objection to you going to moving pictures. But can't you pick out something else besides this bloodthirsty junk? People getting murdered, taking poison. What are the trash they write nowadays?
What was the name of the picture, David?
Hamlet.
Well, as I say, I have no objection to you going to the movies, but I don't want you to lose sight of the fact that we have a lot of wonderful books here at home. Just as interesting as any movie. Every one of these books is a fascinating story of some sort. Get something out of every one of them. Harry, just pick any book out at random. Let me read a passage. Any book at all.
Here you are, dear.
No, thanks. Always empty dust bag after you... What? Some days you just can't win. Hiya, Thorny.
Oh, hi, Oz.
Where have you been keeping yourself all day?
Well, I've just been browsing through a few books, Oz. You know, we don't do enough of that these days.
Well, that's exactly the way I feel, Thorny. This is a dangerous age we're living in. Not like the old days.
A man had more intellectual curiosity in those days. He learned things for himself. But nowadays, he's a confused animal.
He came to your house, too. You know, there's a lot in what he said, though, Thorny. Things are different now, especially for the kids. See, they don't get the good old-fashioned solid stuff that we used to read.
You're right as rain, Oz.
Gosh, Thorny, remember Moby Dick, David Copperfield, Ivanhoe, the poems of Byron, Keats, and Shelley?
Delightful.
Now, the kids don't know what that means nowadays. They're so busy with comic books and shows and radio and everything. See how well I remember lying in bed late at night with the light on under the covers, reading Treasure Island.
Oh. Really, Oz? That was my favorite book.
Really?
The Rover Boys at Treasure Island.
No. I don't mean the Rover Boys. I mean just plain Treasure Island.
Oh?
Anyway, the Rover Boys never went to Treasure Island.
Oh, you're wrong, Art. The father was lost there, remember? He was looking for a treasure.
No, 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 Thorny. That was Uncle Randolph, and it wasn't Treasure Island. It was Africa. I remember they found a strange letter from the old sea captain.
Now, wait a minute, Oz. You're all mixed up. Uncle Randolph was back in New York State putting the squeeze on Josiah Crabtree after the squabble about Sam Baxter.
You mean Dan Baxter, the son of Arnold Baxter, the town scoundrel.
Okay, but it was Arnold who gummed up the Treasure Island expedition.
They never went to Treasure Island, Thorny. And even if they did, Arnold Baxter couldn't possibly have gummed it up. He was in jail at the time.
Jail? Now, wait a minute.
He got 6 months for trying to boil fun-loving Dick in hot tar.
Fun-loving Dick. That shows how much you know, Oz. Sam. Sam was the fun-loving rover. Dick was the elder rover, engaged to the widow Stanhope's beautiful daughter, Dora.
Well, maybe you're right about that. But they never went to Treasure Island. It was Africa.
Treasure Island.
Africa.
Treasure Island.
Africa.
Treasure Island.
Here's the juvenile section, Harriet.
You sure they have the Rover Boys?
Oh, yeah. I phoned the librarian. Under an assumed name, of course. Let's see. Standish, Stoddard, Thompson. Ah!
Where?
Right up on the top shelf, see? Arthur M. Winfield. Gee, they've got them all. The Rover Boys on the river, in the mountains, on land and sea.
At Treasure Island?
Where?
No, I'm only kidding.
I don't think I can reach up that far.
You better get a stool.
I'll be right back. Stool or chair, maybe. Oh, yeah. Pardon me, you're not reading this big book, are you? I'd like to borrow it. Yeah. Ooh, it's really heavy. Yeah.
Now all you need is another book to climb up on that one.
Yeah. Steady me now, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah. Oh. Take a look at it while I take back this unabridged encyclopedia or whatever it is. Boy, this is heavy. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Well, hello there, Mr. Nelson.
Pardon? Oh, yes. You're Miss Kaiser, Ricky's mathematics teacher.
No, I'm Miss Fraser, David's English teacher.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. It isn't often we meet one of the fathers at the library.
Well, I just came down here to settle a little friendly discussion with my neighbor, Mr. Thornberry.
Oh, about Sir Henry Parkinson?
Sir Henry Parkinson?
Yes, his history of the Peloponnesian Wars. The book you have there.
Well,
I know you're just like the others.
Am I?
You're a little ashamed of yourself, aren't you?
Well, I...
Well, why should you be?
Oh, you know how it is, Miss Fraser.
Not at all. If you have an honest intellectual curiosity, you should be proud of it, not ashamed. You're obviously interested in Greek history. Now, why not admit it?
No, it's not exactly that. As I said, Mr. Thornberry and I had a little discussion. I came down here to do a little research.
Of course. You wanted to brush up a little. Matter of fact, I have to admit I'm a wee bit rusty on the Peloponnesian Wars myself. How long since you've read it?
Well, it's hard to say.
Bet you haven't opened it since college.
Probably longer than that.
Well, the important thing is that you still have the interest. That's what true intellectual curiosity gives us, Mr. Nelson. The hungry mind.
Ozzie, now that you... Oh, hello there. How are you, Miss Fraser?
Well, just fine, Mrs. Nelson. I was just complimenting your husband on his intellectual curiosity.
Harriet, I think we'd better be running along now. We have some errands to do.
Well, fine. Do you want to take the book out, or are you finished?
No, I have it right here, you see.
What?
The Peloponnesian Wars. You know, the book Thorny and I were discussing... Sir Henry Parker House?
Parkinson.
Parking lot. Well, goodbye, Miss Fraser.
Goodbye, Mrs. Nelson. Mrs. Nelson.
Goodbye, Miss Fraser. There's no doubt about it. Man is a confused animal.
Listen to this, Harriet. The causes of the Peloponnesian Wars are understandably complex. In that Potidaea, a Dorian town on the western promontory of Thrace, was induced to revolt with the support of the Macedonian king Perdiccas, formerly an Athenian ally.
Think of that.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Holy smokes, Pop, where did you get that big book?
At the library, David. It's a book on Greek history.
That's the thickest book I've ever saw.
Well, it covers a lot of territories. It's all about the Peloponnesian Wars.
That must have been some fight, boy.
Well, it includes a lot of the history of the times, of course.
When are you going to start reading it?
Oh, I don't know. There's no hurry. It's a 120-day book. Hello?
Mr. Nelson?
Yes?
This is Miss Fraser.
Oh, hello, Miss Fraser.
You know, I thought after I got home this afternoon, there was something I should have mentioned to you in the library, Mr. Nelson. You seem to have such an active interest in worthwhile things.
Oh, well.
We've scheduled a PTA discussion tomorrow night at the school on proper books for school children. I thought you might like to appear on the panel with us.
Well, I'd be delighted, Miss Fraser.
Wonderful.
What is it, Ivy?
I'm going to talk about books for school children.
Yes, Miss Fraser. That'll be just fine.
Good. I was a little afraid, of course, that you might think the subject was sort of elementary.
Well, it's not exactly my specialty, like Sir Henry.
Yes, I know. That's why we had the subject changed.
What was that?
We are going to discuss the Peloponnesian Wars.
Yes. I don't think I got that last quite clearly.
I said we're going to discuss the Peloponnesian Wars. When I told the committee you were especially interested in Greek history, they wouldn't hear of anything else.
Miss Fraser, I think this would be a good time to let you in on a little joke.
No, you can't get out of this. We're depending on you. With your vast knowledge of the subject, it's going to be an exciting evening.
Especially when you chase me out of the auditorium.
Outshine us.
No, you don't understand.
I understand that modesty must be overcome by firmness. We'll expect you at the school tomorrow night at 8:30. Goodbye, Mr. Nelson.
What's the matter, dear? You look like you've been hit by a rock.
Pardon me a minute.
Where are you going?
I think I'll go up to my room and have a good cry.
Hey, what has Ozzie Nelson got himself into this time? Oh, I sure don't envy him, standing up there in front of the PTA, giving a speech about the early Greeks and the Peloponnesian Wars. Gosh.